Nearly 2 billion people around the world are overweight, according to a survey of health statistics from 177 countries conducted by the Washington-based World Watch Institute. Richard Whale led the survey.
Every population is getting heavier. Among the industrialized countries, the highest has been in the United States, to some extent Canada, Britain, definitely, Australia.
In compiling its statistics, the Institute combined those who are overweight with those who are obese. In other words, all those with a body mass index of 25 or greater were counted as overweight. Whale says in some industrialized countries, nearly 80% of adults are overweight. The United States leads with 78.6% of the adult population in that category.
Everywhere where the money, the leisure time is available, people seem to be exercising less and eating more poorly.
Will says people don't necessarily have to be rich to have a weight problem, but in many countries, income is rising and there is easy access to low-quality foods. China and India, for example, both have a growing middle class.
China seems to be increasing in overweight in many areas. Again, it seems to be tied into income. It also is showing up very highly in the Middle East, in some of these oil-rich countries.
Japan and France had the lowest proportions of overweight adults, mostly because people in those countries typically eat smaller portions. As the number of overweight people grows, so do health problems. Type 2 diabetes is closely related to obesity, and there is a long list of complications related to diabetes, including kidney and cardiovascular disease, blindness, and amputation. Dr. Anne Albright heads the Division of Diabetes Translation at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC.
So we've monitored obesity over the years. There's been a significant uptick in the late 80s in obesity. Diabetes, that uptick happened about 6 years later. So there is a bit of a lag time. So from an epidemiologic perspective, we are able to see a relationship.
According to the World Health Organization, more than 300 million people worldwide have type 2 diabetes. China, India, and the U.S. have the largest numbers. But not all overweight people develop diabetes.
Your genetics loads the gun and your lifestyle pulls the trigger.
If worldwide trends continue, the projections are discouraging, especially for China, India, and the U.S. According to the CDC, one out of every three people in the world could have diabetes by the year 2050. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News.